What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you today as the Warriors have Media Day, the very first event of the 2019-20 season. We got some news coming out of that. A little interesting. Might affect the roster moving forward. Speaking of the roster, we got roster review part 3. Going to look at some of the centers, see how that position shakes out. It's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. You know, I'm thinking, do we say, like, welcome to the season? Media Day, is that when it starts? Or we wait till the first game? You know what? I'm going to say it probably 10 times before the first game. Basketball's back. We are back. Media Day 2019-20 happened today at Chase Center, the new digs of the Golden State Warriors. And Media Day, you usually don't get too much out of it. Maybe a funny quote here or there, funny story. And we did get those. But to start the day off, we actually got an injury update, yes, on a player we did not know was injured. Willie Cauley-Stein has a midfoot sprain and has been told to stay off of it for the month of October, which means he will be missing all of training camp, the beginning of the season. So let's say he has to stay off of it all throughout the entire month of October. So November 1st is the first day that he can do something. I give him another week or two until he actually plays. So that's a tough hit for the Warriors. They're going to be without one of their top 7-8 players, potentially a starter. But now with him going down, that shakes out a little differently for the Dubs as far as the center position is concerned. And we're going to talk about that more in depth in the roster review, because we were going to do Willie Cauley-Stein and Kevon Looney, and we still will talk about them today. But as far as the news goes, that's the news. Willie Cauley-Stein out for the month of October. Probably won't see him till mid-November, and we'll get more into the rotation, how this shakes out for the roster, all that stuff in a little bit. But want to get back to the Media Day antics. And one of the things I just want to say, I've talked about it before, I think Jordan Poole and Eric Paschal are going to be fan favorites. Those guys have energy. They're fun. They were having a great time at Warriors Media Day. Jordan Poole took a camera at one point, was taking pictures during Paschal's photo shoot. So I think they're going to be fan favorites if they can play. And here's the thing. It is incredibly important for I'd say three of the young guys to pop, to hit, to be rotation players moving forward. Two would be nice also, but the three I have my eyes on are Jordan Poole, Eric Paschal, and Jacob Evans. Those three. Can Jordan Poole prove that he's an offensive piece, a scoring piece in the NBA, that he can knock down, you know, the perimeter shots, knock down a buttload of threes, be a consistent scoring option in the NBA? Paschal, can he show his versatility out the gates? And then Jacob Evans, can he be, you know, a Iguodala light, where he can do a little bit of everything but is a damn good defender? That's the thing with Evans. I think he's already a really good defender. But now I'm getting off track. Back to Media Day. I want to get to pretty much everything from Media Day. Like I said, it's usually just fun quotes and stuff like that, which it was. One of the things that came out today is Chris Mullin is joining NBC Sports Bay Area as a Warriors analyst. So that will be fun. I mean, we all love Mully. So it's good to have him back. Gonna like having him back. So it'll be good to see him. Another piece that came out today that no one's surprised about, we all speculated, but it's been said Klay Thompson is not coming back until after the All-Star break, period. Boom. Done. I don't care if he's 100% tomorrow. They're holding him out until after the All-Star break. And considering there's only, what, 27 games after the All-Star break, there are scenarios where we don't even see Klay Thompson this year. So we'll see what happens. But it could be a scenario where he comes back and is this, you know, almost all-star free agent they get for the last third of the season, or a situation where we don't see him until next year. That one's going to be up in the air, but not really, because we also know he's not coming back until after the All-Star break. So that one is firm. When Steve Kerr was asked about Willie Cauley-Stein being out, he said, yeah, you know, Kevon Looney is probably our starting center, and it's a tough loss with Willie Cauley-Stein being out, but I had big plans for Kevon anyways. So, I don't know, maybe he's making the best of the bad situation, but we'll see. Maybe he really does believe that Kevon Looney can take the next step. Jordan Poole, it was also mentioned that he's doing a lot of Klay's off-ball sets, that he's running, working through coming off screens and stuff like that. And that's one of the things you saw in Summer League, was he has that ability. It's not something completely foreign to him. It's new, but he's a natural at it. And to be able to see him do that sort of stuff will be huge. Huge for this season with Klay Thompson out. And then once Klay Thompson comes back, if Jordan Poole can do similar things to Klay Thompson, you know, coming off the screens and the pin downs and all that, if he can do that sort of stuff, even when Klay Thompson's back, that's just another major weapon for the Warriors to have. So again, still a lot to see, but the fact that he's working on those, and like I said, in Summer League, you saw him doing some of it and looking natural, is a plus. So we talked about the center position with Willie Cauley-Stein being out, and the thing is, so the Warriors were pretty thin at center already. It was Willie Cauley-Stein, Kevon Looney, Amari Spellman, Alan Smailagic, and those last two are questionable to be playing at all. Smailagic, like I said, most likely we're going to see a lot of him in the G League. Spellman is the question mark, because Steve Kerr actually came out and, you know, echoed some of the things I said, that he could be a Mo Spates type space the floor center. And one of the things that he struggled with is his weight. And it came out today, he mentioned that at Summer League, Spellman said he was up to 315 pounds. Since then, he's been able to drop 40 pounds to get to 275, and says he wants to be at around 265 to play. So hopefully he can do all that. It's, you know, it's tough. Struggling with your weight is tough, and pro athletes do it too. But he's got a great opportunity even before Willie Cauley-Stein went down. He's got a good opportunity now with Willie Cauley-Stein going down. It is a massive opportunity. So hopefully he can get in good enough shape to be able to take advantage of it. But I think we're going to see a good amount of him, especially with Willie being out. Some of the funnier moments from Warriors Media Day. Steph Curry is sick of hearing about how he's the oldest guy on the roster. We're done with that. Draymond was asked how he's going to lead guys from that went to Michigan, Jordan Poole and Glenn Robinson III. And, you know, Draymond had a Draymond answer. He also mentioned that he is starting to feel his age on this young roster. There was a story that Janet Jackson had a concert at Chase Center. Draymond has a suite, and he said she's a legend. Asked some of the younger guys if they wanted to come. They weren't interested, didn't know her music. And so he's starting to feel his age a little bit. Klay Thompson came in to Draymond's press conference because he was going to go next, and yells out, he's still talking, God, you know, wrap it up. Good to see Klay Thompson back. He's not going to be running for a while. Like I said, it's definitely not going to be until the All-Star break that we see him, and he's good with it. He says he understands the ACL recovery and all that stuff. He's in no hurry. He's going to do what the team says. D'Angelo Russell is super excited to be with the Warriors. One of his quotes was, I'm so excited. I try to act like I've been here, like I'm this tenured vet. I'm so excited to be around Steph and Draymond. After he played with Steph and Draymond for the first time last week, he called his dad and said, you know, this, and said, this is about to be so much fun. So D'Angelo Russell, that's cool to hear, because I know some people were like, why would he want to go to Golden State with the situation they're in, you know, losing KD, and, you know, T-Wolves wanted him, etc. And like, Steph and Draymond still have this pull around the league that we need to understand. They are still superstars of superstars. They're still top notch, and they still make other players better too. So to hear that coming from D'Angelo Russell, I thought was pretty cool. And that was about it from Media Day. We're going to do the roster review part three in just a minute. But first, Manscaped is number one in men's below the belt grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. Roster review part three coming at you. We have already gone through six players on the roster, both of the two-way contracts, Damian Lee and Kai Bowman. We also talked about Mari Spellman and Alan Smilagich, as well as Eric Paschal and Glenn Robinson III. Moving on today, we're going to finish off the center position somewhat, finish them off. One thing I forgot to mention during the Media Day coverage was the Warriors sent out a roster that did not have Marquese Chriss on it. And the reason for that is Marquese Chriss hadn't officially signed his contract yet. So he is signing today. He will officially be a part of the Warriors training camp roster. And again, who knows what will happen with the Willie Cauley-Stein injury? Does this give Marquese Chriss a better opportunity? Like we said, with the salary cap, the hard cap that they're facing, it's going to be tough to keep him because they're up against the cap completely. But if they decide he's worth keeping, there's things they can do, whether it's Alphonso McKinney being cut, which I don't think that, I mean, that's, I'm about 98% sure they would not do that. But they could trade one of their contracts away to someone else, and that would make room for Marquese Chriss if they decide to do that, which again is a long shot. But I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that because when I first saw the roster, I was like, wait, I thought they signed Marquese Chriss. So he is going to be part of their training camp roster, and we'll see what he can do with the opportunity. So, Willie Cauley-Stein, injured for the first month of the season, injured for all of training camp, all of October, then he'll get back on his feet in November, and then I think it would be another week or two until he can be back doing basketball, until he's back ready to actually play for the Warriors. But I wanted to get to him because it sucks because I was very excited about him, still am, and he still has an opportunity to make a big impact when he is healthy. But it does kind of shake out this Warrior starting center position that it's going to be Kevon Looney. I thought Steve Kerr might leave Looney on the bench just because that's kind of where he found his groove, you know, similar to Andre Iguodala, that he does his best work coming off the bench. But now with Willie Cauley-Stein going down, there's no doubt about it that Kevon Looney is going to start. Willie Cauley-Stein, throughout his entire career, has averaged 10 points, 6.4 rebounds, 1.6 assists. Now, those numbers look good. And the thing is, the biggest problem with him throughout his time in Sacramento was just inconsistency. He would have big games, and he'd have games where he didn't show up. And the reason I bring this up is because the player I think he's going to be is similar to JaVale McGee with the Warriors. An incredibly athletic, fast center, willing to run the floor. He'll rim run. He's going to catch 100 alley-oops. He might lead the league in dunks, depending on, well, he might lead the league in dunks in the games that he plays, since he is going to be missing some time. But he's going to play that JaVale McGee role, and I think he's way more than capable to do so. The good thing about him is he's still only 25 and has room to grow, so there's still potential there with his defense. He hasn't been the dominant defender at the five like you'd expect. His block numbers are poor. His rookie year, he averaged one block a game, and then second year, 0.6, third year, 0.9, last year, 0.6. But it's not just the rim protection. With his athletic ability, he was expected to be a guy who could switch, who could cover on the perimeter. His athletic testing numbers at the combine were some of the best ever for a center. He is definitely the fastest center in the game. So it'll be interesting to see how it works out with him when he does come back. But I do believe that he's going to be a JaVale McGee-type center for them and fill that role, which to me is an important role. You know, they definitely felt not having JaVale at times last year and that Damian Jones didn't work out. Now, he's also damn good in the pick and roll. He'll set the pick and then just dive to the rim with aggression. That's something that Damian Jones did not do. He will also take some shots that you might not want him to take, but he is also skilled to the point that, you know, a mid-range jumper from him is not the worst shot in the world. So the injury sucks. It does tamper down my excitement a little bit. He did have, depending on how you look at it, either his best or second best year last year. He had the highest rebound total of his career at 8.4. His second closest was 7. Averaged 11.9 points a game. The year before was at 12.8. So he's going to get opportunities at the rim. He's going to get a ton of them. And he's got good hands. He's, like you guys can tell, I'm excited about Willie Cauley-Stein. Again, the injury sucks. We'll have to wait and see what happens as far as his return. But I'm high on him. And think it was a great pickup for the role that the Warriors need. Now, the other tough part about his injury, though, is just how thin the Warriors are at center. Now, does that open up opportunities for Spellman? Will he be in good enough shape to take advantage? Does Marquese Chriss find his way onto the roster? We'll just have to wait and see. But, yeah, the injury was a downer today to learn that. He was in crutches in a walking boot. So, I mean, it's serious. He's got to stay off it for the entire month. So, the debut of Willie Cauley-Stein will be delayed. But Kevon Looney's debut will not be delayed. His debut with the Warriors and his debut on the roster review. Going to talk about him and his role in just a minute. What's up, everybody? Kevon Looney. Yes, that Kevon Looney. The 30th pick overall in the 2016 draft. The guy who didn't play for 2 years because of hip injuries. The guy who broke out against the Wizards 2 years ago. I mean, his journey has been crazy. Is the new starting center for the Golden State Warriors. I'd say it's about time, too, because, you know, it just made sense at times last year that he should have been starting, but his role was so good coming off the bench. Why change it? Why if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Ain't that a saying? So Kevon Looney last year played in 80 games, averaged 6.3 points, 5.2 rebounds, 1.5 assists, 0.7 blocks. So I have made the case that he could be in the running for most improved player this year. Again, it depends on how many minutes he plays. I know the Warriors are a little wary of his minute total because of the injuries he had earlier in his career, but he did average 18 minutes a game last year. What if he gets up to around 28 minutes? And I also believe that it's not just going to be his minutes total that will help him. I do believe that he is a guy who takes his game seriously and probably has improved. If he gets up around 28 minutes a game this year, is it crazy to think that he might be averaging a double-double on this team where, you know, Kevin Durant was a damn good rebounder. He's gone. You know, less shots for Clay. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for Kevon Looney this year. And the reason I bring that up is because Willie Cauley-Stein's hurt, like we just said. But as far as Kevon Looney's concerned, he's going to be starting at the center. They were taking pictures today of, like, Warriors core, whatever it was. It was Steph, Clay, Draymond, and D'Angelo Russell. And I'm like, Kevon Looney should be in that picture. He should definitely be in that picture, but he wasn't. I'm sure he felt slighted and he's going to hold out now. But new contract as well. Signed 3 years, $15 million with a player option on the third year, which I'm sure if he continues to play the way he has, he will opt out of and get a better deal from the Warriors. But his journey's been crazy, man. For him to be a guy that, you know, we were dreading potentially losing this offseason from where he was, where he looked like a bust because his body was failing him. It's pretty incredible. Now, do we see him expand his game a little bit? Will Steve Kerr maybe allow him to take some threes? I think we might see that this year from the corners, you know, get that short three going. We've seen him knock down some mid-range jumpers as well. I think we're going to see more out of Kevon Looney this year. Hopefully he can stay healthy, but he is now your starting center of the Golden State Warriors. And till future notice, man, I think he's the starting center for the next 5 years. I think he's going to be locked in there. Now, Looney was top five in offensive rebounding percentage last year at 14.6, only behind players like Andre Drummond, Enes Kanter, Hassan Whiteside, and Steven Adams. So here's my question, though, my goal for him. Stay within that top five of offensive rebounding percentage, but then also become a better all-around rebounder. Because defensively, His defensive rebounding percentage is well outside of the top 20. Maybe much deeper down. But he, offensive rebounding, has established himself as one of the best in the game. Defensive rebounding, need him to get better all around. But can he continue that dominance on the offensive end? I think he can. I think he will as well. But with him getting the starting spot and the more opportunities, I'd like to see some more growth out of him. And I think we will. That's the other thing. It feels like he's been in the league 30 years. The guy's 23 years old. You know, him and D'Angelo Russell are some grizzled 23-year-old vets. And they have plenty of room to get better and plenty of time as well. And I think we're going to see that, especially from Kevon Looney, with these new opportunities. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be back later this week with more roster review and more news coming out of training camp, man. We're a full go. We're a full go. We got basketball games in a couple days. I might be one tonight. Don't the Rockets have a game tonight? They do. Against Shanghai, I think. And then we got Indiana and Sacramento. They're playing in India. I know that's a little confusing. Indiana playing Sacramento in India, 6:30 a.m. Friday. And then Brooklyn and Franca, I think is what it's called. And then the first Warriors game will be Lakers at Warriors on Saturday. So, man, we're full speed ahead. Let's go. Basketball's back. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.